Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The events depicted in the memoir Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller are reminiscent of a time more than 60 years ago when some young children were required to pay their last respects to departed family members and friends. The sadness, the fear, the lack of comprehension inundated the very soul of a child, yet it was believed the very spirit of the departed would not be at peace until all family members acknowledge their love. This is a story of a weakness of one child in a very desperate and unrelenting situation. Jerry had to endure numerous obstacles in life. Fortunately, the love of his wife and children helped him get through all of this and keep him going. Jerry Miller, author of the memoir Thoughts of Family, is our guest on This Week in America. Jerry, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being on the program today.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. I was looking forward to it.
Well, I have been as too. I love the topic, and this is something that in my generation, very relatable, can remember vividly being in this situation. Let's talk about the process, first of all, of writing the book. What did you have to go through to actually write this book, Thoughts of Family?
Well, what I had to do was just kind of reminisce about the about that time, and how my mom and dad took out a lot of it to give me an opportunity to adjust to a situation that I was totally new at.
Yes.
And so it was something that I had adjust to basically myself, and it was difficult. It was difficult from the very beginning, because when you have a situation where you have this big room, and normally you have a situation where your grandmother would serve you cake and
yes,
all the good stuff and then all of a sudden it's sadness. It's from being number one on her list to a situation where she no longer exists in this world, and that was a difficult time of my life.
And people can relate to that. I'm sure as you're going through anecdotes in the book Thoughts of Family, people will be able to relate to what they actually went through in situations like this. Jerry Miller is our guest on the program, author of Thoughts of Family. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com. You'll find it other places as well, wherever books are sold. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the inspiration for writing the book. It's one thing to have to deal with these emotions, a lifetime of dealing with these emotions. Talk about the inspiration for actually writing this book, Thoughts of Family.
When I was a young kid, my mother used to order children's books for me, and I would get on her lap, and then she would read the book to me, and then it got to a point where she wanted me to read maybe a paragraph for starters, and I enjoyed it so much that I wanted to write one of those things. and then we did. She continued ordering it, and then when I got a little bit older and I finished maybe first or second grade, I was thinking about the writing of the book, and that's really when I started my interest, but then it was only just a couple times that I had a mind to do that.
Yes. Well, this is such an important topic. Talk about the motivation for writing this particular story when you decided to write a book, to go back and reflect on this. What was the motivation in telling this story, sharing this part of your life with the readers?
I don't think there were a whole lot of people, kids, that experienced something like that.
Yes.
So that was my idea on experiencing that type of a scenario, and how hard it was for a kid, and seeing his grandmother, you know, happy and singing and baking, and all of a sudden, the grandmother is no longer here in this world, and that was a difficult thing because I had gone through that as well. It was interesting to me at that point, and I hoped that I could do it justice.
Well, you have in the book, in recounting that, and as I say, I can recall similar situation, probably a handful of people in my age group, our age group, would be able to do that. For others, in fact, a younger generation would probably go, they used to make you do that. I can't believe that you went through that. That image of you in that room with your grandmother, that almost sounds like it's something that you're recalling from a couple of weeks ago. That image, that vision has stayed with you vividly over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Absolutely has. Absolutely has, Rick. And it was not a nice time. And when I think about it now, I wondered, you know, what my mom and dad went through, because this is something that I wanted to do. It was something that I wanted to do because it was my grandmother, and my grandmother was always there to meet me at the steps and to the house, and it was enjoyable. But this time, there was a line. There was a line to get into the house, and I said, I think to my mom and dad, I hope she has chocolate cake or apple pies to go around, but when I got into my grandmother's house, it was a total different story. It
didn't even feel like the same house, I would assume, the same room, did it?
Oh, no, exactly, Rick. And, but it was scary, you know, for people to look at this box and then see that there was a person in there, and it was my grandmother. What is she doing in the box?
Yes.
And, you know, and that's basically, that's the thought I had at the time. And
how old were you? How old were you at that time?
I would say I was like five.
Right in that category. Yes. Yeah. Boy, that would be difficult emotionally and intellectually to deal with that. You're in a situation, a room, a house that's very familiar to you. Suddenly that's totally different. You see your grandmother, they're lifeless. I mean, just trying to process all of that, The book is Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller, our guest on the program. The book is available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places where books are on sale. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to get information on Jerry and the book. You did do such an excellent job in this book of setting the circumstance, talking about the vulnerability, everything that you went through. What are your plans after writing this book? You've always wanted to write. Now you're, you know, a published author. This is Thoughts of Family is now out there for people to read. What are your plans now in terms of writing?
I have to do something else, but
yes,
I don't know
yes.
at this time. but the thoughts of family. You know, that just came out so easily because of the close proximity of the people that we were associated with.
You do such a good job of explaining, writing a word picture so that we feel like we're there and going through this with you. Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller, our guest on the program, and the book available at the usual places. We'll go through all of that with Jerry here in a few minutes. And the title, yeah, so the title just sort of came to you, Thoughts of Family, because that really does a very nice job of setting the table for what we're going to be reading in the book. So that just that came to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. It just came to me, and but it's the truth. It's Thoughts of Family. The thoughts were of my family.
That yes.
And it was very, very difficult. And I know at that time I had difficulty sleeping for a while, and in fact I thought of still this person in this box, and it was a very difficult thing for a kid that was 5 years old. But I think my mom and dad made the right decision that I should go along with them to view the grandmother, and they told me kind of, and I don't really remember the actual words that they were saying to me but they were always very positive about my mom and dad was always very positive, and they were always people that I could rely on, and a 5 year old kid needed support.
Yes,
at that time.
Well, I mentioned in the beginning the sadness, the fear, the lack of comprehension. That pretty well says it all of the emotions as a young child goes through this. The book is Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Time going by way too quickly. What was this experience like for you, going back and reliving and thinking everything through? Did this maybe help you come to peace with what happened during that time, or was it painful going back again?
Yeah, it. Well, I mean, I'm older, and I comprehend so much better.
Yes.
Yes. But it was difficult at that point. In fact, during the time of the viewing, I ran out of her house. And we didn't get to that. I ran out of the house, and I hid underneath the porch. And I can remember my dad calling me, and I was afraid that they were going to take me in again. But they didn't, But the only thing that did comfort me was my pet dog.
Yes. It's amazing how an animal can get us through situations like that, isn't it? And obviously you relied on the dog to get you through this. So many touching memories in the book, Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller. Where's the best place? I mentioned Author Reputation Press, books available there as other places as well. Where do you suggest people go to buy the book, order the book? Yeah, it's pretty easy to, with all the places out there to buy books. And I assume that most of those would be good locations where they can order the book. It's so easy to do now. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just make a couple clicks online and have the book delivered right to your door.
Absolutely. You can order through the publisher as well.
Yes. And that's authorreputationpress.com. And I'll have that up on our website so people can go there and get information as well. And I'm assuming, Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all of those.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the top dealers, yes.
Yeah, book is literally available worldwide at all those outlets. And again, the information will be on our website. And just a couple minutes we have left on the program. What's this been like in promoting the book and continuing to promote it and tell the story? What's this experience been like for you? A published author talking about your book.
Well, it was a little unnerving in the beginning.
Well, yeah, sharing the story and the emotions with everybody, but it's so well done. You've got to feel satisfaction. You have to feel a sense of accomplishment in doing this.
I do. I absolutely do. And I don't know what's next, but I will do. If there is a next, I will do it with the same enthusiasm as I had for this book.
Well, I love the enthusiasm. I love the passion. I love all of the memories, the emotions that you share with all of the readers in the book. And I hope you find a topic that you want to passionately jump into for the next book. The first book, Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller, is available again, Author Reputation Press, Amazon, the usual places. Jerry, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you for sharing the memories, the emotions, everything you went through. Excellent job with your book. Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and the kindness that you share as well.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. It's a job well done. Thoughts of Family by Jerry Miller. Again, the book available, authorreputationpress.com, and all of the others. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly, find information on Jerry's book. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.